We'll have to go through just quickly some examples, not obviously the Mishabur himself says at the end, the examples of where there's a loch of a mistake which would require a change from one Sefer Torah to the other are quite extensive, and we're not going to go through all of them. And obviously the point usually you have is somebody there who's learned, who should be able to pass on the Shaila, hopefully at least know what to do. But at least he should be aware, a person who's reading, he should be aware when he's reading the Sefer Torah, he should be on the lookout, part of the Kriya, he should be on the lookout to be aware of the case of something there which is significant. So there's interesting, Ramah says, let's say there's a letter missing, there's an extra letter there. So an extra letter or a letter which is missing, Ramah says, a Chiddush, if it's not going to change the way it's pronounced, A, it's not going to change the explanation of the word, B, you do not change Sifrei Torah for that situation. So let's say the word Lamor. So Lamor can be written with a vav or without a vav. And either way, it's pronounced Lamor. So we understand that even if there'd be an extra vav, and there's not supposed to be a vav, there'd be an extra vav in that situation, you would not take out another Sefer Torah according to the Ramah. According to the Beis Yosef and the Svar, and therefore the minhag of the Svardim is that you would. But minhag Ashkenazim, like the Ramah, is that you would not in that situation. A person put a yud in, there's a mistake, there's an extra yud where it's supposed to be pronounced E. So either way, you can pronounce it E. The yud after the place it's pronounced E is a chirik mole. But the word is still the same word in that situation. It does not change the pshat or the pronunciation. That would be a difference. Now, one exception to that is many times at the end of a word, if there's a hey at the end of the word, it can be pronounced can be pronounced with a vav, an O sound. Usually, hey, written in the word is not pronounced with a vav sound. It's usually pronounced with a komat. So there, that would be a case where you would have to exchange the Sefer Torah. If you have two words which are too close to each other and they look like they're one word, or alternatively, you have one word which is split in the middle, so that's a situation where it's not going to be read properly, and therefore that's considered a mistake that you would have to change the Sefer Torah. If letters touch, so the laws of letters touching are a little bit complicated. So there's two issues you have to understand. For a letter to be kosher in the Sefer Torah, the Chachilim, when it's written, it has to be written in such a way that it was not touching any letter around it. So if this is nicker, that when, from the time the letter was written, that this was not, that these two letters were touching, so then we say it depends. If the majority of the letter was written, the letter was written enough that it was already looking like its letter before it touched the next letter, so it was a kosher letter at one point in time. Because it had the majority of the letter there, enough of the letter that you could tell what it was before it touched the next letter. But if it touched at the beginning of the ksiva, so then by the time the letter was completed, it was already touching, and it's not a kosher letter. So there's an issue of touching right there, whether it was kosher at that point in time. If it happened later on, that's a machloikus before whether it's kosher or pasul, and it happened later on. So again, if it's touching in such a way that you can't tell the letters, you have another problem. You don't have tzuras ha'ois. But if you have a tzuras ha'ois and it's obvious that it happened later on, so lachos that you would not switch sefer Torah for that situation. Similarly, if a person is not sure if it's touching or not, I mean, there's no requirement of a magnifying glass. If it's not obvious, it's a suffix nagiyah is going to be kosher because again, there's a machloikus involved in that situation. If the ice does not look like it's supposed to, the vav is too long and it looks like a nun, obviously that's going to be a problem. And that's when you get the little child up there to help you to see if he can read it properly. And you show him the letter, just looking at the letter, not a context of the word, because he doesn't really recognize words. He knows letters. So then he'll be able to tell you if that's the right letter or not. The same thing by the case that we said before, the case of the word, if it's two words are too close together, you try to get a child who can read words, doesn't really understand the idea. When you read it as two words or one word, if you're not sure how close they are, that's you use a child. Let's say there's a break in the letter. Sometimes it happens that there's a break in the letter, that part of the letter is the letter is still there, but some diyo is missing in the middle, and there's a gap in your nun. You have a nice long nun, but there's a gap in the middle. There's some white showing in the middle. If the letter would still be read properly without that bottom part, it's still kosher, because you still have the letter there. Even the bottom part is missing. But if the letter would not be read without that bottom part, so there is a chazanish which it says if it still looks like a nun, you could tell that it's a nun, just it has the gap in the middle, and it didn't happen at the time of ksiva. Again, it happened later on. It would be kosher. If it happened at the time of the ksiva, then it's not going to be kosher. You would not switch sefer Torah. Let's say that sometimes you get an older Sefer Torah, the letters start fading. So there's some server says that the letters start to fade and they fade into a brown color, etc. That's still kosher. That's still considered the regular Sefer Torah. That's still kosher. And he does point out that it's only if it happened after a period of time, because it got old. If it happened immediately, there was something wrong with the Diyo. Very shortly after you wrote it, something wrong with the Diyo, and that's not going to be kosher. But over a period of time, even kosher Diyo fades from being black to being brown, and that's not a problem. If you lost, it gets to the point where it's either turning red, he said that's something wrong with the Diyo, obviously, or it's fading to the point it's really difficult to recognize the letter, so obviously that's the situation when you're missing your letter and you're going to be having a problem. One last example, the Mishnah talked about, what would be a case if there's a tear? You have a Sefer Torah, there's a little crack on the top of the cloth, As long as that tear does not enter into where the words are, that's not a problem. Let's say there's a tear where it's supposed to be sewn. So our minhag is that we sew it with Yud Aleph Tfiris. That's our minhag. I think Yud Aleph Yud Beis, if I recall correctly. I think it's Yud Beis, maybe. We sew it with Yud Beis Tfiris. Between each Yeriah, we sew them together with 12 stitches. As long as 5 stitches are there left and they're still and it's tight, that's sufficient in Allah. You don't need a majority of the stitches to still be there to be kosher. If it's less than 5, or if the 5 but they're loose already, so then the Sefer Torah is not. You would have to put the Sefer Torah back, take out a different Sefer Torah. Have a good morning.